Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work. This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Brainstuff from How Stuff Works. Hey Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. What's the connection between basketball superstar Michael Jordan, Beat Generation novelist William Burroughs, comedian Harpo Marx, and mathematician John Forbes Nash Jr.? The number, 23. But that's not all. In the Bible, Numbers 23:23 contains the phrase, "What hath God wrought?" which happens to be the first message sent in code on the telegraph by Samuel Morse back in 1843. If you add up the four digits of the year that Nirvana's Kurt Cobain was born, 1967, they come to 23, which is also the sum of the four digits for 1994, the year in which he died. We humans largely have 23 pairs of chromosomes in our genetic makeup, and the medieval Catholic military order, the Knights of Templar, had 23 Grand Masters during its existence. Now, a skeptic might ascribe all this to mere chance, but some people think there's more than that. If you poke around the internet, you'll discover thousands of web pages devoted to something called the 23 Enigma, essentially a belief that the number has some sort of magical or mystical significance or power because of all the instances in which it occurs. There's even a Facebook page for 2030ians, as people who are fascinated with the number sometimes call themselves. It's filled with posts containing the number, ranging from a picture of a restaurant check, number 23, that was issued to Table 23, to the music video for the 2013 hip-hop song 23 by Mike Will Made It. So how did all this get started? According to Barnaby Rogerson's 2013 compendium, Rogerson's Book of Numbers, The Culture of Numbers, from 1001 Nights to the Seven Wonders of the World, the 23 obsession started with William Burroughs, famous for his strange flights of disturbing, hallucinogenic fantasy in novels such as Naked Lunch. While in Tangier in 1960, Burroughs claimed to have met a sea captain named Clark, who boasted that he'd never had an accident in 23 years. Later that day, his ship sank, killing him. That night, Burroughs supposedly heard a radio news story about a Flight 23 that had crashed in Florida, also piloted by Captain Clark. Aircraft records for 1960, however, don't show any such crash, though perhaps Burroughs was thinking of the Flight 23 that was destroyed by a bomb in 1933. Whatever the case, from then on, Burroughs started keeping track of events that included the number 23, and years later published a short story entitled 23 Skidoo. Burroughs passed along his fascination with 23 to his friend Robert Anton Wilson, and it figures prominently in the Illuminatus trilogy, a series of novels that Wilson wrote with his friend Robert Shea. The novels contain an assortment of 23 occurrences. Take a 17th century Irish archbishop's belief that the world started on October 23, 4004 BCE, or the fact that Harpo Marx's birthday was November 23, 1888. There's also a mention of the I Ching's hexagram 23 and Bonnie and Clyde's death on May 23, 1934. But these authors weren't the only ones with a 23 fixation. Take the Nobel Prize-winning mathematician John Forbes Nash Jr., whose struggle to overcome mental illness is portrayed in A Beautiful Mind. He once told a student at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology that 23 was his favorite prime number and insisted that he had appeared on the cover of Life magazine disguised as Pope John the 23rd. Nash would die in a car accident on May 23, 2015. The 23 enigma was even the subject of a 2007 movie called The Number 23, in which a troubled man named Walter Sparrow, portrayed by Jim Carrey, becomes obsessed with a book entitled The Number 23, A Novel of Obsession, and is convinced that it contains the key to his own past. And then there's Michael Jordan, who started wearing the number 23 in high school because it was as close as he could get to half of the number 45 worn by his older brother, Larry. LeBron James also has worn 23 as an homage to Jordan. So, what does this all really mean? It's hard to say, though out of all of the days in a year, 3.29% of them have the number 23 in the date, so there's a lot of opportunity for births, deaths, accidents, and other memorable events to occur on those days. And there are plenty of other so-called magic numbers. It could all be mere happenstance. But what if it's more? Some coincidences, after all, can be meaningful. We spoke via email with Dr. Bernard Bateman, a psychiatrist who's the founder of the field of coincidence studies and author of the book Connecting with Coincidence, the New Science for Using Synchronicity and Serendipity in Your Life. According to him, coincidences are important exactly because people interpret them as signals to look for hidden causes. He said, "A baby cries and the mother comes. Coincidence? Maybe there's a connection. The baby learns that crying brings her mother to her." Some people overdo the search for explanation of coincidences, and others underdo. I think you have to overdo and then analyze, since somewhere among those pebbles might be a gold nugget. He also said, when it comes to numbers like 23, I don't know. But even Dr. Bateman, as it turns out, has a 23 connection. He said, 23 was my football number and seemed to follow along with me for many years. It served as a comforter and supporter, and then disappeared. Dr. Bateman notes that it's possible for two things to be meaningfully related without a common cause. He explained that is the statistician's favorite approach to coincidences. The two elements come together randomly, and people then make up meaning. This black-and-white approach to explanation misses the gray in between. Sometimes low-probability coincidences do have a common cause. Today's episode was written by Patrick J. Kiger and produced by Tyler Klang for iHeartMedia and HowStuffWorks. For more on this and lots of other topics that may or may not be coincidental, visit our home planet, HowStuffWorks.com. Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content, plus add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.